Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 8:11. Hunter out sick today. But don't worry, Kiki's here.
Don't worry, I'm chilling in.
Oh, wait. What are you on? You're on the wrong mic. How long you been doing this?
Sorry.
You dummy.
Someone swayed it in front of my chair. It was swayed over.
It was swayed over? Yeah. Swung over, I think.
Don't worry, Hunter. I'm picking up the slack.
You are pretty, but you are dumb. What? I do got to say, you are... you're looking
easy today.
You're looking hot today.
Yeah?
Yeah. You got kind of like a...
These earrings are hurting my ears, though.
And don't take offense to this.
Oh, no.
You have kind of a, like, a slutty secretary thing going on right now. You got the high ponytail with the big hoop earrings, a very tight shirt, and a very tight... Is that a pencil skirt?
Pencil skirt.
Good. And some heels. Good God, lady.
Well, I've got meetings today.
You got meetings today? What
meetings
kind of meetings?
Meetings and
those meetings where
that you need to know of.
At a shady hotel that rents by the hour.
I look classy.
Like, well, yeah, I was saying like one of those classy.
No, you said slutty.
Did I say slutty? Oops, my bad. No, you look beautiful. You really do.
Thanks.
You really do. Everyone's in for a treat at your meetings today. Are you meeting a stripper pole? Is that what you're doing?
Oh my God. Do I need to go home and change? Is it too much?
No, it's not too much.
I feel very classy.
It is exactly what I imagine at times. It's very good.
Oh, you imagine me during those times?
Sometimes. We just had this conversation.
We did.
Can we talk about this?
Sure.
Okay.
I'd love to.
Maybe let's just make that our WTF. Let's do that. It'll be great.
Okay.
It'll be great.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
All right.
Can't wait.
Okay, so how did this topic get brought up? What were we talking about? It was when our friends Dwight and Ashley were in town.
We were on our way to get food or something.
And we were talking about adult films, right?
I think so.
Long story short, I brought up the fact that...
No, we were talking about you guys... you know, your you time, guys in their you time.
Yeah, in our alone time, me time, as she does
the motion.
Not at the table, baby Carlos. So I brought up the fact, what is worse, okay? What is worse? You know,
this is legit. He literally asked me this.
Is it bad thinking about, like, ex-lovers or past flings or watching porn? In those alone times.
Yeah, is it, you said, yeah, you asked, is it better... Do you prefer me to think about, just fantasize, not watch anything, fantasize about maybe a past image of something happening with like an ex?
Yeah.
Before, but you want to make it clear, it was before me.
Before you, obviously.
Of course it had to be before
me. Yeah, before you, just so we're clear.
Or to watch porn.
Yeah, like watch like with a professional
porn. And then I called you an idiot and said I absolutely 100% prefer that you watch porn. Somebody you don't know, and it's just an adult film.
But all
then,
in all,
then reminiscing about a past lover and experience. If you're gonna do that, then I'd hope that you would think of me instead of them.
But sometimes you go back. I'm sure you've had some very memorable rendezvous in your past.
I would not go back to them though.
But it's still still at this point. It's a fantasy. It's like it's
all those memories have been gone.
Oh,
since
you're
I met
so
you.
Full of it. You are so full of it, lady. You are so funny. But see, that's just natural human nature. You know, you
I'm
think
just
back
not.
On...
No, because I don't like any of my exes.
No,
so
I'm not saying I like any of mine.
I'm not going to go back and think about them.
But it's better to fantasize about something. Think about it. Okay,
I'd
think
rather
about
see a hot stranger in an adult film with good lighting.
But you're still saying, though, you're still fantasizing about someone else in that moment.
Correct.
Other than your significant other.
I'd rather it be someone else that you're watching than someone that you had an emotional attachment to.
But what about it? What if I didn't have an emotional attachment? What if it was like just
still,
a one-night stand?
You still hooked up with somebody. You're still fantasizing about someone in your past. That's ridiculous.
I don't think...
You are ridiculous.
I'm playing devil's
someone
advocate
call
here.
And tell him he's...
Yeah, go ahead. I think I have
girls,
some grounds
come
here.
Come on, help me out. Even men. Even your buddy called you a dummy.
No, he agreed.
No,
he was just doing that because he didn't want to piss off his wife. He was being a sissy.
That's because you guys are an idiot.
You guys are an idiot.
Okay. So I'm just gonna think about my ex. No big deal.
I'm not
and
saying.
And this one time we just got it on, and it was hot, and I'm gonna think about that instead of anything else.
Or
I can choose.
I'm gonna put myself in a adult film with a professional porn star that is just stacked.
Yeah.
I mean, just
someone
a perfect 10.
Someone that you will
10.
Never be with.
You don't know that. I can still spit pretty good game. I got you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Are you calling me a porn star now?
Well, you could. The way you're dressed today, good God. I think I'm right.
No, that's ridiculous. Please don't do that.
You're ridiculous.